Look, if you're listening to this podcast, you likely know the value of automation. That's why I want to tell you about my free automations library. If you want some of my best automations for free, you can head over to howibuilt.it/automate. We talk about automation a lot on this show, and it's because I think it's the best way for podcasters, creators, and solopreneurs to become more efficient and more profitable. So if you want to start automating, but you're not sure where to, well, start, you can get ahead of the game with 14 of my favorite automations across a bunch of tools like Zapier, Make, Hazel, and Apple's Shortcuts. These are automations I use every day to help me run my business, and I know that you're going to love them. Again, you can get them for free over at howibuilt.it/automate. That's howibuilt.it/AUTOMATE. Hello and welcome to How I Built Bits, where every week I give you a cool tool, tip, or trick to help you be a better creator in 6 minutes or less. Clock's ticking, so let's get to it. All right, I am back with part two of the How I've Configured My Stream Deck series. And in 6 minutes, I'm going to try to cover page one of my Stream Deck XL. If you don't know, the Stream Deck XL has 32 buttons. And this is how I've configured it as of May 2023 on page one. There are two pages. Page one is most of the stuff. Page two is mostly for Ecamm Live, but let's dive into it. Okay, so we're gonna start at the top left corner and then go across. So each row is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 columns, and there are 4 rows. So starting with row 1, column 1, is my podcast workspace. I use an app called Moom to position windows, and when I am preparing to record a podcast, I press this button and it configures the windows. So it puts Riverside up in the top left half, it puts GarageBand in the bottom left half, and then it brings up the Google Docs show notes folder in the entire right half. So this is preparing my workspace. Now, I could turn this into a multi-step button where it executes. This is all done via Keyboard Maestro, I should say. It uses Moom, but also Keyboard Maestro. So it could execute that, and then it could, let's say, set my recording focus mode so that my recording light turns red and my lighting is properly set and the notifications are turned off and all that. But for right now, just creates the workspace on my computer. Row one, column two is my bills button. Every Monday, I review my upcoming bills for the next week or so. There's a spreadsheet where I do that, and I reference it so much that this button just opens up the spreadsheet. Similarly, number three, column three in row one is just opening up the Airtable app. All it does is open the Airtable app. Column four in row one opens up my show notes document my show notes folder in Google Drive in case I need to reference or prepare anything. Column five in row one executes a shortcut. It opens up a fresh Google Doc in my social sharing folder, which kicks off another automation later, but this is so that I can quickly capture ideas that I want to post to Twitter and LinkedIn. Column six is drafts. It opens up the drafts app. I will probably change this as we speak to open up the Bear Notes app, since that is, if you listen to the last episode of Clips, that is the app I'm using now. Column seven sets my green zone focus mode so that I get no notifications and can't open any apps. And then the last column in row one opens up a new task in Things so I can quickly capture tasks. Now, row two, the first four buttons in row two control Spotify. They are previous song, play, pause, next song, shuffle. After that is my Ulysses button to open up a blog post so that I can easily create a new blog post. Then it is the short, it's a shortcut to open up the Today Note in Craft, since Craft has a nice kind of journaling feature. And then there's a kind of cohort, a square of buttons here that change my lights. So the first two, or the last two buttons in row two, will set my lights to like this aqua blue green, as well as turn off my rocket lamp. And then in the third row, the first four buttons control Apple Music. I have an upcoming episode about that. But it's, again, play, previous, play, pause, next, and shuffle. Then is the next is the I have an idea button, where I press that and then I can just quickly capture an idea in shortcuts. Then it opens Descript. The, this next button in row three opens Descript, since I reference that a lot. Then there are two more buttons that control the lights. One makes my lights all white, so it's as bright as it can be in my office, and the other sets my lights to podcast purple. That's for recording. The bottom row is for Zoom. So the first four buttons are for Zoom. Leave the meeting, record the meeting, mute everyone, mute myself. Then there's a button that opens up ChatGPT. I will probably change this since I pay for Raycast Pro now. It'll probably be Raycast's API. Raycast AI. Next is a button to open up the Stream Deck app, since that like disappears on me all the time. The second to last button in the last row turns on my recording light, and the last button in the last row allows me to go to page two of my Stream Deck. So there you have it. There's the full breakdown. I will link this in the show notes, but over at casabona.org, you can see everything. And that's it for this episode. So clocking in at just over 6 minutes, but that's okay. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, get out there and build something.